Just an idea from Rashi, a taste of Rashi for the morning. When Moshe Rabbeinu is predicting the Makat Becharot, so as is very famous, he gives the timing of exactly, well, he gives the timing of when it's going to happen, and instead of being exact, he actually gives an approximate time when he says, "Vayomer Moshe Kamar Hashem Kachatzot Alayla Ani Yotzer B'toch Mitzrayim." Says, "I'm going to." He quotes Hashem. He says, "Hashem says that at around midnight, around Chatzot, I'm going to come out and do Makat Becharot." Rashi quotes, "Rabotenu Darshuhu Kemo Kiv Vechatzi Alayla around midnight." V'amru Shamar Moshe Kachatzot Shemashma Samuchlo Olafanav Olaacharav. Around there, a little bit before, a little bit after, vlomar bichatzot, and not at midnight on the dot. Shema yitu atzdigane paro v'yamru Moshe badaihu. Why? Because he was concerned that the astrologers, or basically the timekeepers of Paro, they're going to get the time wrong, and they're going to say, "Oh no, God came at 11:58, 11:59, 12:01, 12:02. He wasn't exactly on time." But when Hashem told Moshe when he was coming, Hashem was specific. He said, "Bechatzot." He said, "I'm going to come at midnight. I'm going to come exactly at midnight." Interesting thing over here that we learn a lot of lessons from. The Gemara says we learn, first of all, that sometimes you have to say, "I'm not sure." That way people can't say, "Oh no, you got it wrong." But also we see that the Rashaim, people who don't want to believe in God, will find any excuse. They'll find any way in order to say, "Oh no, no, Hashem is not so powerful, Hashem is not so exacting, he came at 12:01, he didn't come at 12. And another lesson, actually, I saw last week, one of the Mefarshim, I forget which one, he said with Makat Barad, it says that the Barad came down with Kolot and with the Eish Batilach Arza. So one of the Mefarshim said that this is talking not only about the Barad coming down, but also that there was thunder and lightning. He says, normally, the normal course of events is that you hear the thunder a few seconds after the lightning. That's normal. But he said, but Moshe told him there's going to be thunder, lightning, and hail. And if the thunder comes after the lightning and the hail, then the Egyptians are going to say, "Oh, it wasn't really thunder and lightning and hail." So he says, for that time, that storm, it was a miracle that the thunder happened at exactly the same time as the lightning. And that was a miracle, special miracle. Yom Tov.